This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a case to be made, which we are about to do, that in addition to being a public health crisis and an economic crisis and somehow a political crisis and in more than a quarter of a million ways in this country a tragedy, this pandemic is a crisis for parts of our infrastructure as well. Hospitals are filling up, those that aren't full already. Healthcare workers have been pushed beyond their limits. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, other parts of that system are also on the brink, starting with the people who show up if you do get really sick.
The crush of COVID-related calls to 911 EMS in Milton, Georgia, has put additional pressure on the fire department staff and finances. Spending on PPE, decontamination machines, and a lot of overtime. Matt Marietta is the emergency manager and deputy fire chief in Milton.
Once you start losing those people to quarantine, or worse yet, to being sick, then that can have an impact on an ambulance company or a fire department's ability to provide that essential first step.
And ambulance companies are feeling the pain and asking for more federal aid. Maria Bianchi is CEO of the American Ambulance Association.
So what you're seeing is a system that is being stretched and stretched and stretched to the point where the rubber band could break.
A lot of that stretching has to do with what's happening at hospitals. Dr. Sam Bogshi is the chief clinical officer at Christus Health in Texas. He says usually overcrowding means moving a patient nearby.
Really, over the last several weeks, you know, we've had to coordinate those more so across regions and even across state lines.
And that's happening all over the country. Eric Sherwin is with the San Bernardino County Fire Department in California.
If there's no available beds, those ambulances are stuck there for 4, 5, sometimes 6 hours. And that's what we've seen over the past week.
Now in San Bernardino, they're no longer sending out an ambulance every time someone calls 911, triage to save them for the most serious of emergencies. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.